Welcome to Creative Reboot, the ultimate podcast for creative souls, small business owners, side hustlers, and dream chasers.
I'm Carla Watkins, brand photographer for colourful magical weirdos, visual magic maker, mermaid, and definitely a multipod.
And I'm Sarah Waite, a creative copywriter and brand photographer for feisty female business owners and an aspiring author.
So, somehow, it is the beginning of season 7. How the hell did we get to season 7?
Don't even know.
And we thought we'd do a bit of a welcome episode, I guess, and give you a bit of a peek into what's coming up this year and how it's going to work, because we've changed structure again a little bit.
Yes.
But yeah, welcome to 2024.
All learning, Carla, from previous years. You know, we figure it out as we
all
go, right?
Yes. Give us another 5 years and we might actually have a consistent... consistent thing that works. But no, it's one of the joys. I think we're very good. You know, we said we started because, you know, we wanted honesty. And actually, yes. I think the fact that we do change it up when we need to is a really good thing, because the whole point of having your own business is the flex. There's got to be some perks, and one of them has got to be flexibility, right?
Absolutely. And I don't think if we didn't have flexibility with this, we probably wouldn't still be doing Creative Reboot podcast,
no,
would we?
Because it's got to fit in. I mean, that probably applies to the majority of the things I do in my life at the moment, apart from obvious things like caring, which has specific commitments.
Yeah.
Everything else has to flex, otherwise you can't do it anymore. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
I agree,
yeah.
Definitely. So
it's good.
Yeah.
I'm still slightly gobsmacked that we've made it to season 7. Like,
yes.
I don't really understand where... 7 seasons have gone, or 4 years have gone.
I do like to just remind you at this point that we did manage to do 3 seasons in 1 year, which is why it sounds... It's not like...
That's
you know,
true.
Like,
that's true.
You know when someone turns around to me and says, oh my gosh, there's 38 seasons of The Simpsons, and I think, really? Was that around when I was like 4 or 5 years old? You know?
Yes, and it turns out, no, that's not the case. They just did lots in a year.
Yeah,
that's very true, actually. So, yeah, but even so, it feels like a good milestone, doesn't
seven
it? Like,
seasons. 7's
supposed to be a lucky number, all of those things. Yeah.
Is it? Oh, I was thinking 7-year itch. This might be the one, you know?
Oh, I mean, well, there's two different perspectives to come at it from, I suppose, isn't it? But, yeah.
Let's not break up over a podcast, Carla, please.
Let's not break up over a podcast, though. That would be very sad. Also, there are no rules for breaking up with your friends that you also have a podcast. Like, there's no handbook for that. I don't think there's any. Yeah, I don't know how that works. Let's just not break up.
Just not do that. Yeah, absolutely. But so, yes, there are things happening this year. We have got some exciting stuff going on in that I am heading back to the UK in just a few weeks again for it'll be your third writer's retreat, my second.
I just made the best face that no one can see because it's a sodding podcast,
so true,
but never mind.
Yes.
Yes, I'm very excited to have Sarah back again. So we're actually going somewhere different. We're going to Yorkshire Norfolk this time.
I am very excited about this. I feel like there's definitely got to be a moment of running around on the mysterious moors a la, you know, Wuthering Heights or something like that, doesn't there, really?
I'm very up for that, as long as the weather is better than it was last March, where I was like, oh yes, it will be really nice, I will go and record myself dancing in the conservatory, and it hailed, and honest to God, it sounds like someone is trying to kill me. It sounds like bullet fire. So I haven't posted the video because you can't hear the music over golf ball size hailstones hitting the, and because I happened to be in the conservatory, it was obviously the loudest part of the house. It was just very, just a bit like, what the hell is this? It's March. And I remember the previous year, the year that we went together, we all sat around in our summer dresses because it was ridiculously warm.
Completely
so we were, and I was not
it?
Dressed. I did not have clothing with me for long walks in the hail. I had clothing with me for long walks in the summer with strappy. Yeah. So that was fun. So we'll see. We're going further north, so we will see how this goes, but I will try and pack appropriately.
Yeah, we need to be appropriately prepared for colder weather, don't we?
But then, I don't know, is it really cocking about on the moors if you're not doing it in a floaty dress and bare feet, you know?
That's a good point, yes. Yeah, it depends on how brave we are then, I suppose.
Yeah, we'll keep you guys posted.
Yes.
We'll see how
we
that goes. But I'm very excited.
Yeah, we have thoughts of potentially... like possibly recording an episode or something while we're there, but it's all kind of free form at the moment. There's nothing set in stone about that, is there? Where, like we did with the first one, where we had our little round table.
Yeah, I think
episode.
It probably depends. I think also because the people who are there is quite flexible. I say flexible, it's the same group of us,
yes.
But some people are coming at different times, leaving at different times,
yes,
and I know that people have different priorities while they're there. So yeah, we'll keep you posted. We'll
playing
see
that one by ear, aren't
see
we?
how we go.
Yeah, but what we have
definitely.
Decided, one of the things we did decide this year was, because we had all guest episodes last year, which was great fun, don't get me wrong. We had some fantastic guests on. We love all of our guests. We always learn something new from every single one of them, don't we? But when we were recording
always
our very
it.
Yeah, when we were recording our very last episode of the year, which was just the two of us, we remembered we also really liked doing those episodes with just the two of us. So we've changed the format slightly this
and
year.
I think I was going to say, I think there's more meandering available when it's just us, because we're not trying to keep it on topic. For, I mean, not that it's not hard to keep it on topic with our lovely guests, but I feel slightly more bad about wandering off on tangents.
Especially people who maybe don't know us
someone has given up their time
well.
To talk to us.
Yeah, they maybe don't know us
yeah.
as well.
Or know one of us, not the other one. Yeah, exactly. So,
and know what we're
Or don't know either of us, actually, because we have had some guests who don't know either of us. So yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. So we wanted to bring that back in. But also because that gives us the flex. So we have our guests who are usually experts in something, sometimes multiple things. But it's really nice for you guys to be able to maybe give us an idea if there's something. I mean, we can riff on more or less anything, can't we, Sarah? So so anything that you guys might want to
especially
want us to chat about, let us know. Cause...
especially our diehard fans, who I'm hoping there are some diehard fans out there obviously saying that, but
there
people who've listened
fans.
From the beginning, who know all of our episodes, like, are there topics that we haven't covered yet that we haven't thought about? Would be really, it'd be great if you could suggest something that you would love us to riff on, or go back
or
to another
like us
topic
to go
that
back
we've
to.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
great minds
think alike. I love how in sync we were there. Yeah, definitely. Anything that we may have, I mean, actually, it'd be interesting anyway to maybe go back to some of those, because we have changed in the 4 years we've
this
now been doing
true.
This. So it'd be interesting to see. And I know I've definitely, just with the new studio, I've had some very unexpected realizations about creative space and space and time for me, and going
still one
somewhere
of my
and that kind of stuff. So
time favorite episodes as well, that the whole creative space
it was really
thing
good.
Was so good.
I mean, I have to say, I'm still so if you're joining us for the first time now, right at the end of last year, I unexpectedly moved studios to a new space which is much closer to me and is just much better in lots of ways, but it means that my office is now there rather than being in my garage, which is where it has been for the rest of the entire time I've been self-employed. And yeah, it's wonderful, but I have very reluctantly realised that actually having somewhere, so I've resisted because I always had a day job. I massively resisted. I was like, no, I want to work from home. I don't want to go to work. I don't want to turn my business into work. I don't mind having the studio to do like shoots in, but I don't want to have to go to work. No, it turns out having somewhere to go to work has been like the best thing for my productivity that I've ever had. It's worth its weight in gold. Absolutely worth the extra money to have the office part as well. This is still a very reluctant realisation on my part, because I want to be someone that works well from home, but it turns out I'm not. So that's my big realisation in the
with
last
6 months.
With
you, actually, and also slightly envious that you have a completely separate space. I think that is fabulous. Yeah.
It's not what I expected at all. It was an experiment, and the experiment has worked far too well for my emotional liking. But it's working well for the business, so I'm gonna keep it.
And that's
it's
what
weird,
matters,
isn't it?
Ultimately. So yes, exactly. So yeah, so that's
I think, and I'm sure lots of us, there must be lots. Given as well that we started this podcast in the middle of the pandemic.
Yes.
Well, right at the beginning of
right
the pandemic,
the beginning
we did
off,
like an episode and then an emergency episode, didn't we?
Yes.
So I think it would be really interesting to see how things have changed. If there's anything you guys are particularly, and I'm sure this stuff will come up naturally, but yeah, if there's anything particular that you'd like us to go back to, then that's up for
and just
up
to
for grabs, up for discussion.
Up for
I don't
discussion.
Know what the word is,
yes,
but
I think that's good. But just to be super clear, the best ways to reach out to us are on our website. We have a little contact form at the bottom of the page that you can fill out. You can email us at, is it hello@creativereboot.co?
hello@creativereboot.co.
Or
and don't automatically type .co.uk at the end, because it will not get to us, because that doesn't exist.
Or .com. Or .com. Or go to our socials and drop us a DM. We do go in there less frequently. It might take us a little bit of a while to answer, but
I very rarely manage DMs, even my own ones. So,
but it's
Sarah,
an option if people
want
to go. Yeah, it's fine. That's it. But just so that people know how to reach out with suggested topics for this year, that would be really awesome. So, cool.
Definitely. I would say email or contact form is probably most reliable, because we will see that more regularly. So, that's cool.
Absolutely. But so
structure wise, what are we going to do?
Well, we've decided we're going to alternate episodes that pretty much most of this year, aren't we? I think this one is going to be a slight abnormality of considering, like, for the first month, and then it's going to change, isn't it? But we're still putting out a post, an episode a month, I think is our plan, isn't it? The first Wednesday of every month we're aiming for this time, instead of towards the end of the month. And we're going to try and alternate episodes, mostly between an episode with us and an episode with a guest. So that's, I think that's kind of the plan, isn't it, really?
I think so, yeah. And I think we're going to let, so we've got some, well, we'll talk in a minute about the kind of things we've got coming up, but we're going to let the guests, so they're all expert in their thing. They've all got things to talk about, but we'll let the conversation, rather than interviewing them. Obviously we've always got questions we like to ask, but we thought we might just let the conversation free flow and see where it leads us. Because often there's,
where all the juicy stuff comes from.
It's where all the juicy stuff. So you'll ask a question to start off, and then we'll talk about something. And then there's always something that creeps in that is more exciting, that wouldn't necessarily have made it into a set of questions. Or, you know, even when we say, what do you want to talk about? There's usually something that sneaks in, isn't there? So we could quite like to let that flow this year, which would be cool. And we may well then pick up on some of those topics in our chats afterwards as well. So we'll see how that kind of flows.
Because we're doing
over the year. So yeah, it's all feeling very free.
We're trying to be organised with a little bit of batch recording, Carla, aren't we, this year? We're actually trying to do two episodes in a day.
I want to say don't jinx it. This is the first one that's worked quite well so far, but we'll see. Only because I didn't do what I was going to do, and put, because I was like, oh yeah, no, I'll put my dinner in between the two episodes. And then I looked at, and I was like, no, I'm going to burn my dinner. Don't do that. So it's fine. I've learned from this, from the first set. So hopefully we will have a process for next time.
Absolutely.
That's cool.
So what sort of,
because you know what we really don't want, there's sound effects and obnoxious alarms, but what we don't need is the smoke alarm going off, right?
No, definitely not. I agree. So what kind of topics have we got? We know we're going to be talking about this year.
Yeah, so actually I think it's a really good mix. It's a really nice, I mean, we didn't necessarily design it that way. It was some people who wanted to come and talk to us, which is wonderful. So we've got SEO, which is one of those topics that I know lots of people kind of go about. And that wasn't an excited E, that was a terrified E.
Especially from a creative perspective, it doesn't feel very creative point of does view. It? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it can feel very, like, it's important, but it's also overwhelming. So I think it inspires quite a lot of guilt in people, but it also is one of those things, certainly in lots of the conversations I have, it just gets put to the bottom of the list because it feels like a big scary thing. So that's going to be really exciting.
Well, I mean, we
have already recorded,
exactly, sneak peek, we have actually already recorded with our guest for that episode, so we already know it's going to be an excellent episode.
A really good one, and really practical. I would say that's one you want to bring a notebook to, or listen to it wherever you normally listen, and then make sure you also have a notebook, you know, at some point, so you
come back for note taking,
get some actionable stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. And then we've got, so we're probably going to have another ND neurodivergent based episode. Oh my God, could I have said that in any less of a practical, sensible, one shot way? We have also got probably one that will probably base around neurodivergence in all its forms, but with a really interesting slant. So the way that our guest for that kind of tackles that is a really interesting one, and about how like humans thriving, and about how different wiring of different brains is beneficial.
Don't give too much away though, because I like your I like your little tease going on with that. That was good. So it's,
I think that's going to be a really good one. So slightly different way. So that's gonna be cool. And then what else have we got, lovely girl? What else?
We have got someone coming in who is going to be talking a lot about resilience and losing and regaining an ability, which is going to be super interesting. I don't want to give too much away because her story is quite unique, I think, and that was definitely something that was interesting to both of us. But
I'm really looking forward to that one, actually, to hear the details of that as well. I think it's going to be really good.
Yes, and also a very creative person. So yeah.
Yes. And I think what I'm hoping, or what we are hoping, is that all of these people who we've said, yes, we would love to have you on this season, although they're all quite specific, like they're all quite specific things that they do, but they are very relatable. The things that go with them, the stories that go with them are very relatable and very, so hopefully useful as well as inspiring and interesting and all of those things.
And actually, I think the story part actually of how they've come to these topics is really interesting. Even like, say we've just recorded our SEO episode, there was a real story behind how the guest came round to actually talking about SEO, like working with SEO. So that's, I really like that we've got, there's some real story elements we've got this time around, like people's like their brand story and their history and all of that's coming into it. I think
Definitely. And I mean, we have actually got someone coming who's they specialize in talking about personal branding, which, given that that's what we also do in different ways, is going to be really interesting to see the three of us kind of riffing on that and the different ways we approach it. Which is, I'm looking forward to that. And kind of the idea of like the perfect fit clients, which I know is also a really good thing for service based, but I think also for so I was talking about this with someone else the other day, actually, that they were like, oh, but you know, I sell products, I make and sell beautiful products, but you know, how do I know? I don't really have clients, I have customers. And I was like, well, I think you can still figure out the ideal people for that and how they connect with you. And again, stories come into that, don't they? So yeah, I think there's going to be some good storying going on through the whole season. And you know, both of us, but I certainly never miss an opportunity to tell an anecdote. So that's going to be fun on a personal level as well. See how we relate to stuff. That's why you listen, right? For our random chats.
Where's the conversation going to go? So yeah,
absolutely. I do sometimes listen back and I'm like, oh, that was almost sensible. That was almost a good piece of advice, Carla. Where did that come from?
Oh, I do the because obviously I've done a lot of the editing of these episodes, so I do. Well, we both have to listen back to them for different reasons, don't we? But as I'm listening back, sometimes either one of us will say something and I'll go, oh, that's very insightful. Where did that come from?
Yeah, funnily enough, well, because I obviously get these. So Sarah tends to do the editing. I tend to do the, with the edited one, I then pull it into show notes and social media posts and that kind of thing. And so I get the kind of sleek version, as much as what we create is ever sleek. But I sometimes do the same. I'm like, oh, we sound like proper people, which we are, of course, proper people. That is imposter syndrome talking. And it's, I don't know, it's really interesting. Like, it's magical to me that, I don't know, like I have become the kind of person I used to listen to when I started my business journey, and I don't really know how that happened. I mean, I do, but I also don't, if you see what I mean. So I think looking back is really interesting as well.
Maybe that's a topic we'll have to actually cover in one of our little...
Be really good, yeah. Yeah.
Episodes, yeah, I like the sound of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then we have another, what's our last one?
We've got someone else who, from a PR background, well, I know we've had someone in with a PR background before, but this person definitely wants to sort of focus on mindset and like what that teaches you about running a business, which is really interesting to us. I know we've talked about, with lots of people, about different things like limiting beliefs and mindset blocks, but I like this idea of confidence being based around like representing your business, like, you know, the PR side of your business. So that's really interesting.
Definitely. And actually, because it does, it takes a different kind of mindset and confidence to put yourself out into the world very publicly like that. And because it is, you know, well, I mean, they always say don't read the comments. I love reading the comments when I get press coverage because they're hilarious. People say horrendous things. Also because I'm usually doing something completely ridiculous, like being a mermaid, or, you know, I'm not standing there being like, oh, this is what I think about the current budget or whatever. I am literally usually doing something mental. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful seeing how people, like, because some people really respond beautifully and they're like, oh, I found this really lovely, oh, I had no idea this existed, this is so cool, like, and then other people just, I don't know, it should be saddening that they're so miserable, but I just find it really funny. I quite like baiting them, so yeah, that's fun.
You've and got
I
a have good a few attitude friends who about bait that for me. Yeah, you've got a very good attitude
about
that,
because I've been doing it for a long time, I think.
Let that really affect them, unfortunately. So
yeah, I mean, I think funnily enough, I think part of the strategy is to actively go and look at them. And I mean, I say I'm lucky enough to have, when it first started happening, and I did struggle a little bit. And as I say, none of mine, I don't get death threats or anything like that. People just say like, I'm fat and I'm, you know, that kind of stuff, which is, I mean, yes, probably should be hurtful, but again, I find quite entertaining, so it's not really affecting me. But I have friends who used to bait them for me. And then now I join in the baiting and it's just a lot of fun. So yeah, it's cool. I mean, I can waste other people's time. That seems like a worthy, and if actually, I can waste, you know, some child's time, point, that feels like it? A good, yeah, use of my time.
If they've got, you know, they clearly have nothing better to do, then yeah, why not use their time and stop them from doing that to somebody else? So yeah,
definitely. But like on a serious note, I also know that some people don't put their business out into the world. They don't look at press opportunities. They don't pitch to the press because they are wary about being in that kind of public eye. And so I'm really looking forward to that particular episode to see, because I think it's a really important thing to do. Like, I think it really helps to, and I think it can help your business reach people that it wouldn't otherwise reach. So, I know from my own experience that it can help, you know, people will find you who wouldn't have come across you, wouldn't be searching for you, maybe didn't know your thing existed, or didn't know your thing existed near them. So yeah, it's a really good thing. So yes, I think that's going to be a really good one. And I think limiting beliefs is one of those things that we probably always need to come back to, because like any kind of mindset, or well, all of the things really that we're talking about, thriving and all of those things, and resilience, it's not a one and done. No. I often said, in fact, I did say to my therapist quite recently, I was like, is there a thing where I can, you know, go through some really intensive, really like, you know, like take a year off and just go through all of it all at once, and then I don't have to do it ever again for my whole life because I will have learned it all. And she was like, honestly, if that was a thing, I would be rich. And I was like, damn it. Because wouldn't that be nice not to have to keep relearning this stuff and keep re-going back to this stuff? Because even when you learn it, you still sometimes need help to put it into practice.
You do, yeah.
No, it turns out there isn't a thing where you can go on like a holiday camp for therapy. That's not a thing.
Well, that's disappointing, quite frankly.
I know, right? So, but I think it's always worth revisiting, because I think we all learn stuff about that as we go, don't we? All of us, as we
and also new stuff comes up as well. New stuff comes up every time, all the time, doesn't it? So, yeah.
And they often say, someone once said to me, and I've heard other people say it as well, that running a business is the best self-development you'll ever do. Oh. Because you have to tackle all of the bits of you. You have to pull out all the squidgy bits, don't you? So So I think it's going to be quite a varied but quite an interesting season.
I'm excited. I think it's going to be fantastic.
I'm excited too.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. My biggest issue is when people say something and then I end up with like literally 55 different questions, and I'm like, oh, we did not have time for 55 different questions. So yes, hopefully we will ask the questions that you are wanting us to ask our lovely guests as well. But
I think maybe we should look at putting a post out before each
each
interview, and just seeing if anyone has any questions around those kinds of topics. That might be an idea, mightn't it?
That's an excellent plan, actually. Yeah, that's a really good call. Like excellent. Which we've not done that before, have we, actually? I like that. It's an excellent plan. So we just wanted to kind of hop on and give you an intro, because there's been a little bit of a gap really for various reasons. I mean, Christmas feels like 8 billion years ago now, but that is a thing that generally provides a gap between the 2 years. There's just been a fair amount going on in the first six weeks of the year. And I don't know if anyone else, like, I know we talked about planning and stuff, but I've spoken to a few people recently. I have never known the first 6 weeks of a year be as mental as these ones have been. Not necessarily with, like, I mean, I've had some paid work, I've had some clients, but generally between my shoots, January is quiet. Like, there's nothing happens. This year it's been completely insane every single day. I have no idea what happened. And then I spoke to someone else about it the day, she was like, yeah, me too. And then someone else said the same, and I was like, oh, maybe there's something in the air.
Oh, maybe. Well,
I don't know, really. Well, odd.
On that note though,
but yeah, it started with a bang. But yeah, yes. So we're probably more or less set for the year, which is absolutely terrifying.
So set your
reminders, so you know that from March, the first Wednesday of every month, there will be another episode. What else do they need to know, Sarah? What else do we need to say?
I think that's pretty much it, but yeah, they know where to find us. Make sure that you follow us on creativereboot.co on Instagram. Yeah,
please do share us. Please do sign up for the mailing list as well. We don't spam. It's literally me writing them, so there's no spam, because I'm not very good at sending newsletters.
So
one an episode is the most you're going to get, and occasionally if we need to say, you know, here's a cool thing in between. We'd love to grow our listeners this year. We'd love for more people to know about the joy. And as ever, so obviously this season is sorted, but if you would like to come and join us, if you'd like to come and talk to us, let us know, because we keep a list, and as soon as we're planning the next session, like we have a session to plan the next season, we will we can then be in touch. So yeah, please don't be shy about putting yourself forward. And we've had quite a few people, I feel like this is a point I did want to make, quite a few of our guests, it is the first podcast they have done, so don't be nervous if you've never done a podcast before. We are
we're very gentle.
I was gonna say sleek and professional, and I was like,
we're very gentle.
But we're very gentle, and it is just like having a chat, so please don't let lack of experience put you off applying, because we'd love to talk to you.
Definitely.
I think that's probably more or less,
I think so.
Yeah, welcome to 2024, although by the time you hear this, it's gonna feel like a long time ago, isn't it?
But also they're gonna be wowed by how quick an episode that one was as well. That's probably one of our shortest episodes so far.
That's true. Don't get used to it. We're probably going to waffle more. Well, we've got actual topics to waffle about, but you know. So, really good. Excellent stuff. All right, my loves, in which case, we will see you soon.
Soon. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. Thanks so much for listening. We'd love for you to rate us, review us, and subscribe on your favourite podcast app.
5 stars, please. Where can people find us online?
We're on Facebook and Instagram, at Creative Reboot Co, and we'd love to see you over there.
And you can also go to our website, creativereboot.co, where you can subscribe to our mailing list and get in touch with us if you fancy being a guest or have topics that you want us to chat about. We'll look forward to seeing you there. Yeah.